Hawaii's Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, court rulings galore on President Trump's authority to impose tariffs.
24 hours after a federal judge blocked President Trump's sweeping tariffs, saying they were an overreach of a president's executive power, a federal appeals court now stepping in, hitting pause on the order. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit granting what's called an administrative stay, allowing the tariffs to continue while the legal battle plays out. The court has set a briefing schedule through June 9th. The White House calling that move a positive development.
That's ABC's Zorin Shaw. President Trump plans to hold a Pennsylvania rally today to celebrate a deal between Japan-based Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel, which he says will keep the iconic steelmaker in U.S. hands. Details of the agreement have not yet been released. Bernie Kerik, who served as New York City's police commissioner following 9/11 and later pleaded guilty to tax fraud before being pardoned, has died. He was 69. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin home sales are down over the past 2 months. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April report, revealing home sales experienced a significant downturn for the second consecutive month, falling 10.4% compared to April 2024, even as the median price climbed during the same period. Despite this monthly decline, year-to-date sales were down by a more moderate 3.5%, compared to the first 4 months of 2024, buoyed by strong sales in January and February. Statewide, housing inventory saw a slight improvement, increasing 5.9% to a 3.6-month supply in April, yet this figure remains considerably below the 6-month supply indicative of a balanced market.
Home inventories have remained close to the statewide average here in the Cooley region. The Iowa DOT is preparing water taxis after closing the Black Hawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa nearly 2 weeks ago. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after one of its piers moved. The bridge was also closed for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. DOT officials don't have an estimated reopening date, but they are currently inspecting the bridge. According to the DOT, docks were installed ahead of opening up water taxi service. Otherwise, the closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. Proposed changes to SNAP could impact grocery stores across Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
As many Wisconsin residents are at risk of losing their food assistance benefits under the budget bill recently passed by the House of Representatives, local grocery store owners are expressing concerns about their ability to stay open. According to the Wisconsin Grocers Association, food assistance programs like SNAP and FoodShare are vital for smaller grocery stores.
Without the federal funding for programs like SNAP, it's expected that some grocery stores will be forced to close. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Some big plays at the Packers practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are wrapping up a week of OTA practices. A 60-yard bomb for a touchdown from Jordan Love to wide receiver Dontavian Wicks. Offensive coach Jason Vrabel on how Wicks has improved.
I think he's matured so much. You know, he's always been a hard worker. He's always practiced really, really hard. But it's just, I think mentally, he was just, you know, kind of some days going like this, you know, and you could feel it was almost like the whole world's weighing on him. I just said, man, like, just let your work take care of itself.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 3-game weekend series tonight in Philadelphia. In golf, round 2 of the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills, just outside of Hartford, Wisconsin. Yolimi Noh from the U.S. atop the leaderboard after chipping in for an eagle on the par 5 at 14.
Well, U.S. Opens are always very grand, and coming to Erin Hills definitely lived up to the expectations. It's an incredible golf course.
That's golfer Yolimi Noh with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today. You might notice a hint of smoke in the air today. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Just an outside chance of a shower or a thunderstorm late in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. Lows in the mid-50s. Right now, 53 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan will be here to talk about the House budget and things hidden inside. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, Civic Media's political editor in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across the Civic Media Radio Network. I, however, am not Pat Kreitlow. I don't have the hair to be Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Parker Olson. Have a great morning here at downtown Madison. I wish we were at Lake Wissota, Parker. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. I would love to be at Lake Wissota as well. That sounds like a great place.
I was up there last week to do our show. I do the show in the afternoon, 2 to 4, and Pat invited me up to Lake Wissota last week to do the show on Friday, and we were overlooking the lake. It was a beautiful day, and at the end of the show, he brought me a handmade Brandy Old Fashioned Suite.
Ooh, there you go. He's treating you right up there.
Sadly, I don't have a Bloody Mary for you this morning.
I love to start off my morning with a Bloody Mary. Dang.
Also joining us from the beautiful Racine Park Dancing Rockettes Radio Park Studio in Racine, Greg Bach. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing well. Good morning. It's the great and powerful Allbaugh.
Stop.
He's so amazing. Here's the thing, Parker, you got to know about Todd Allbaugh is that he loves compliments and he takes them real well.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I appreciate that, Greg. Thank you. I appreciate that. You're amazing as well. Now, lots going on. Pat is off today. He's at a graduation for a grandchild. So that's fantastic. And Greg, now let me get this straight. This is technically your last day. You're handing the reins. It's like a relay race, a 4x4. You're passing the baton to Parker. Is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah. This will be – Parker's been running the show since yesterday, and he's been doing it with gusto and guile and moxie. And so
I didn't know I had that in me. Wow.
You do, my friend. You do. I'll be honest here because I like honesty.
Please,
in
yes,
this room.
Yes.
I'll be in the shadows in the background, unseen for a couple days, but it's Parker's show now. You guys just be nice to him because he can make you sound terrible.
Yes, I know. I try to be as respectful as I can to the producers and engineers because they can make you sound really, really bad. I do that well enough myself, so I don't need any help with that. Well, Greg, great to have you along. And by the way, those listening, Greg isn't going anywhere. He'll continue to co-host Matt Nair on Air Jane Matt Nair every morning from 9 until 11. It's just that he gets a couple more hours of sleep. So
I get 2 hours more sleep. I can't wait.
Woohoo! I would love that. That sounds so good.
Yeah. That's great. Well, great to have you all here, and great to have Parker on board at Civic Media as well. Going to have a great morning this morning, despite Pat not being here. We'll continue on many of the main features that Pat does, bringing news, weather, sports, that sort of thing. We've got Brittany Merlot coming up next hour. She'll be in with some live weather. We're going to tell you why that is important in particular today on this Friday, the 30th of May, 2025, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And then in hour two, our round table will be joining us today. That will include Jennifer Schulze, longtime Chicago journalist out of the Chicago area, of course, and then Mark Jacob, also a longtime writer-journalist from the Chicago Tribune and Chicago Sun-Times, talking about the headlines from this week. And then in our, well, I guess the 8 o'clock hour, we'll say, we're going to have Dr. Kristen Lyerly here of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show on Saturdays. She's going to be talking. There's a brand new bill or a newer bill going through the state legislature right now on mammograms and trying to get some money for women to make that either less costly or free in some cases. So I'll be discussing that. And also Todd's medical report card that I talked about on my show. The larger issue is men's health. You know, we as guys don't often enough like to say, well, we got to go to the doctor. We try to be, I'll get through it. I'll be okay. No. You want to go to the doctor. And so Dr. Lyerly will be talking to us about that as well. And all kinds of fun and games. We got Brewers tickets to give away today. And throughout the morning, we'll get to know Parker a little bit better here across Civic Media. How about that?
We're going to explore my life? Is that what's going on?
Well, I mean, not only as much as you want to.
Right. Okay. Didn't want, like, examination here.
No.
We're guys here. It's like, hey, Parker, how you doing? I'm good.
Good. We're best friends now. Okay.
Oh, right. Exactly. So we welcome you. It's 11 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. Look at a couple of the headlines here for this morning. In particular, one, this is according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, big story today in the state of Wisconsin, particularly for those who might have respiratory issues, that sort of thing. Smoke and Canadian wildfires will produce unhealthy air quality in Wisconsin today, according to the Department of Natural Resources in a statement yesterday that said wildfire smoke will be pushing in ahead of a cold front. Much of the state will potentially reach the Red Air Quality Index. Is that like on Star Trek? Red alert? No. Yeah, I'm serious for some people, which is considered unhealthy for people. So a red alert air quality today in Wisconsin for the entire state. The state is expected to remain at level orange, which is unhealthy for sensitive groups. On the southwestern portion of the state, mostly along the Mississippi River Valley, will mostly stay at level yellow or a moderate level of poor air quality. I didn't know there were all these colors, by the way. Out of control wildfires prompted a state of emergency in Manitoba, Canada, where thousands of residents were forced to evacuate their homes. The DNR is asking Wisconsin residents who are part of sensitive groups, like people with pre-existing respiratory conditions like asthma, should make outdoor activities shorter and less intense. The National Weather Service is issuing an air quality alert for the entire state today. It calls for highs today in the 70s, with storms expected in the afternoon and evening over much of the state. It's okay to be active outdoors, but take more breaks, the DNR says. Watch for symptoms such as coughing or shortness of breath. Like, I need that like a hole in the head. I'm suffering from allergies right now. I'm on every possible drug you can imagine right now for allergy. I've got Claritin. I've got fluticasone, ibuprofen. I sound like Gilda Radner from the old SNL days. You know, yeah. Rosanna, Dana. It's always something.
Red isn't even the highest one. You'd think red would be the worst. There's purple after that, and then maroon.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yep. There's six different levels. It starts with green, good stuff, yellow, then orange, then red. And they're like, no, let's go even further. Purple and maroon. Let's really freak them out.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, anyway, stay inside if you have pre-existing conditions, as they say. Let's take a look at the current state temperatures around the state of Wisconsin right now. At 14 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock, it is 61 degrees on the shores of Lake Gitchagumi in Superior, Wisconsin this morning. Going down to beautiful Amory, 52, 55 at WCFW The Tap in Eau Claire, over to Chad Holmes and WXCW over in Wausau, 55 degrees as well. 52 at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Looks like around 50 degrees right now in Wisconsin Rapids. 48 degrees in Richland Center this morning. 54 in La Crosse. 52 here in the capital city. 52 as well over in Oshkosh at WISS. And down in Mr. Box territory, 54 degrees in Racine and Kenosha. 55 just a little north in the great city of Milwaukee, and 50 degrees at WAUK in Waukesha this morning. Those are temperatures around. It was a, I'm not sure about you guys. Greg, I'm not sure if we talked about this before. I am one of these light sensitive people, and it's gotten worse as I've gotten older. Mm. Like if it's light outside, I function better. But when it's dark, it's just, ugh. And so this morning when I got up, By the way, I got like 3 hours of sleep because I just couldn't get to all this sinus crap. And it was like, it was getting light at like 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm like, wow, okay.
It was lighter than I thought it would be when I was getting here. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When I was driving here this morning, I actually had to put my sunglasses on because I'm driving towards the east.
Oh, sure.
And I was just like, oh God. I'm like, oh, sunglasses at 5:20 in the morning. All right, here we go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but honestly, I'm gonna cherish those because, I mean, not for me anymore. But that thing of like when you wake up and it's dark for like 2.5 more hours after you're awake, you're like, can it just be a little sunny out, please?
It's very refreshing to watch the sunrise, though.
It is. I'm a big sunrise person as well. Brewers hope to have a better sunset tonight. They're back in action after taking the day off yesterday, traveling to Philadelphia. The Phillies got a win yesterday over the Braves. Looking at scores from Major League Baseball yesterday and last night, including the Phillies over the Braves 5-4. It was the Blue Jays over the Athletics in a shutout 12-0. Nationals took down the Mariners 9-3. The Braves over the was a doubleheader. It was a double because
wait,
Parker
was
said,
I right then?
Parker said I think they got crushed, and I said no. I'm looking here. It was a double header.
Oh,
they're going to be the Brewers are going to win tonight. They're going to be tired. So the Phillies won the first game 5-4, and then it was the Braves over the Phillies 9-3 in the second game of the doubleheader, and the Rays beat the Astros last night 13-3. The Brewers take on those Philadelphia Phillies tonight in Philadelphia. 5:45, the first pitch tonight. We'll have the pregame show before that. And speaking of the Brewers, for those watching on the stream, yes, I have my Brewers three-quarter zip on today because it is Free Ticket Friday. Free Ticket Friday. Now, here's the deal, Parker. Woo! The attorneys up on the 12th floor get very testy because I oftentimes forget that I'm legally obligated to tell the listening and viewing audience this is a state wide contest.
Ooh, wow.
It's a statewide contest. So here's how it works. Up for grabs, 4 tickets today to the beautiful club level seats. They're plush, they're cushy on the third base line. You can see right into the Brewers' dugout. You can watch them chewing sunflower seeds and spitting. It's fantastic. And you've got your own concourse where it's kind of there's air conditioning if you need it. It's really, really nice. So 4 tickets will give a chance to win on this show this morning. Then Greg and Jane are going to have a word. Tom Hartman, they actually send the word to him via carrier pigeon. And he unrolls it because he's a green kind of guy. And then we'll have a word on our show. And then I think Maggie Dawn has a word a little bit later on. And then at the end of the day, the computer will randomly pick one of the entries from our Text to Win contest. And you will be going to a Brewers game to be named later. Now we'll figure out which game it is. It's a specific game, and you cannot change it. So be aware of that. All right. So open up your – you can only do this via the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it today at your Apple or Android device. Go to your search bar on your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It pops up, a cute little CM logo. Click on that and open it up. It's free, takes 30 seconds to download. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal. So you open it up. The first 11 stations are the news talkers, sportsers. Click on one of those. Lower right-hand corner, it will say text. Click on that. Here is the word today. The word is crew. C-R-E-W. Crew, as in brew crew. C-R-E-W. Text it right now. And have your chance to win one of those four tickets to a future Brewers game. So what a way to kick off the show with Brewer tickets. We got a new producer, we got our longtime producer, and we've got all of you across the state of Wisconsin. It's going to be a great morning here. We'll continue on as we do, looking at more news headlines across Wisconsin, across the nation, and keep you up to date. And a little bit later in the show, the roundtable as well. So stay tuned. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitler with Todd Allbaugh on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mornings with Pat Kreitler on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 minutes now past the hour of 6 o'clock on this TGIF Friday, May 30th, 2025. Todd Allbaugh filling in with a scratchy voice, a sinusy voice. It's the pollen in the air, along with producer engineer Parker Olson and from Racine, Greg Bach, hanging around like the specter, a ghost, of the like a Scooby-Doo specter.
And I would have gotten away from it with you for you meddling kid. Ah, get out of my abandoned mall.
Patrick will be back on Monday, taking a day off on a Friday. Well-deserved. And we'll be back on Monday. We're giving away four Brewers tickets throughout the day on this free ticket Friday on Civic Media. We are honored to give you the first word of the day. You have until 9 o'clock to text the word CREW, C-R-E-W, CREW, to the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android device if you don't have it. Go to the app, open it up. The first 11 stations are the ones that are news talkers. And open that up, click text, and text the word CREW, C-R-E-W, as in brew crew. And at the end of the day, the computer will choose somebody out of the lot to win 4 tickets to the Brewers game. And thank you, Mr. Bach, and also Mr. Olson. It'll be a game on Saturday, a week from tomorrow, Saturday, June 7th, against the San Diego Padres at 6:35 p.m. That's important because the giveaways are for specific dates. We had questions like, well, I can't make that one. Can I trade it? No. The answer is you cannot. Because Luke Mathers keeps these tickets in a mayonnaise jar, and they've been sealed and hermetically sealed, and they've been kept at under Funkenwaggle's porch, and they've been there since noon. And then he takes them out, and he puts them in a well-oiled leather satchel, and then he distributes them once they're given away. And once it's locked in, you can't change it, you understand? Or he gets very, very testy, and I share an office with him, and I don't like to have a testy Mathers.
Is that why we get complaints about the smell of the tickets?
Yes, that's exactly why. That has been an issue in the past where we've sent them out and they're like, these still don't seem
well. This smells like Mathers mayo jar.
Because here's the fun fact is the mayonnaise is brand new. It's not like an old mayonnaise jar. Right. It's still full of mayonnaise.
All right, I better be honest because I'm going to get I'll hear about this later. The tickets are electronic, so they're sent to you via email.
But he still pulls the phone out of the mayonnaise and sends it to you via email.
But the point is you can't trade them out. So you got to be available on Saturday, June 7th at 6:35 p.m. if you are. Text us, CREW, C-R-E-W, on the Civic Media app. That'll be fantastic. I'm actually going to the game the next day on Sunday.
Oh, there you go.
San Diego Padres. So,
are you using some of the company tickets?
I am.
The reason why I ask is because we got they're club level. It's like almost like a private entrance. Right. The seats are cushy. Right. It's amazing.
I would love a cushy seat. I will still call it Miller Park. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. God, get over it. I call it County Stadium too because I'm paying for it.
Wow, a salty Greg Bach here on a Friday. I love it.
Those are my hard opinions in my old age.
6:26, as we go throughout your morning, be aware there is an alert throughout the entire state today for bad conditions for breathing because we have these big wildfires up in Canada. That leads our national headlines this morning. The Canadian provinces of Manitoba and Saskatchewan have declared state of emergencies. And not just because of the Trump tariffs. It's due to a series of wildfires. The blazes, which began on Monday in Saskatchewan, have rapidly expanded in size, prompting the evacuation of more than 18,000 people. The intensifying fires are also beginning to send hazardous smoke towards the U.S. As of yesterday, just over 160 wildfires were burning across Canada, and about half were uncontrolled. Collectively, they have burned more than, get this, 1.56 million acres, 40% above the 10-year average for this point in a year. According to the Natural Resources of Canada, above average weather severity is forecast for almost all of Western Canada in June and July. So that will affect all of Wisconsin today. If you have asthma, that sort of thing, try to either stay inside or limit your time outside today. Israel has accepted a new ceasefire proposal with Hamas from U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff, which includes the release of 10 living hostages and 18 deceased hostages, as well as a 60-day truce. Although Hamas said the latest framework does not respond to any of our people's demands, foremost amongst is stopping the war and famine, unquote, the militant group offered 3 counterpoints. Tariffs, the Federal Appeals Court yesterday paused the Court of International Trade's ruling that President Donald Trump did not have the authority to impose sweeping tariffs using the emergency powers he declared earlier this year. The ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit, or from the Federal Circuit, rather, means Trump can continue to impose tariffs using emergency powers and adds the confusion and uncertainty about the future of his economic policies. The case could potentially work its way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posted on X this week that an undocumented migrant from Mexico had been arrested for allegedly sending a letter threatening to kill President Trump. She also included a picture of the man and a copy of the letter. However, investigators now believe the migrant was set up. According to several sources, law enforcement believes Ramon Morales Reyes, 54, did not write the letter, which was sent to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office and other agencies. Instead, investigators suspect a person who is currently awaiting trial in a robbery and assault case in which Reyes was the victim. Wow, things get more complicated by the day. We're going to come back, look at more headlines for you, update the weather as well, and more talk with our fine producer, new producer here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, Mr. Parker, and Mr. Bach from Racine as well. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow with Todd Alba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
There's a lot of agency, organizations, programs that are all designed to help Wisconsin farmers. Catch is, some of the folks that are operating those organizations designed to help may not come from a farming background. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. You know how it goes, talking two different languages. If you come from agriculture, you use certain jargon that others may not understand. That's why the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection decided to create a position to bridge that conversation gap. Andrea Topper is the department's Nutrient Management Outreach Specialist, and she explains what the position's all about.
I spend an immense amount of time working with farmers, agronomists, and conservation staff throughout the state. And over the past 3 years, I started to see a trend where conservation staff were talking with me and explaining that they didn't necessarily come from a farming background and or they didn't have an agricultural background in education. And they found it difficult to be able to work with farmers because they didn't always have that background to speak that agricultural language. And so I started working with some of our close partners through NRCS, DNR, and Wisconsin Land and Water to design a training program that would meet all of our needs.
Andrea Topper with the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They're working on a new training program that would include both online modules and in-person field experiences. It's a kind of a very unique program approach. You can watch the curriculum develop on the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website. Markets are next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Well, just about the time we thought the butter market got red hot, it cooled pretty quickly yesterday. On Thursday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained a half a cent to 187. 40-pound block cheese down a quarter of a cent, 194 and three quarters. AA butter, big adjustment down by 7 cents, back to 245 and a half per pound. Just a quick snapshot of where the market stands. I'm Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies today. You might notice a hint of smoke in the air today. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Just an outside chance of a shower or a thunderstorm late in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. Lows in the mid-50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Chihuahua.
On the next Nightlight, it's film incentive advocate Rex Sykes, Civic Media sports director Jimmy Cuska, and even though we are Terry Barless, it's still Bar Band Friday night. We'll be joined by Rocker. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Allball, filling in for Pat this morning across the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. It is 6:35 on a Friday, May 30th, 2025. TGIF, Parker Olson here producing and engineering. Greg Bach passing the baton from Racine, Kenosha. Glad to have you along. That for a moment, I thought we were doing 80s Alive this morning because it's that, the way that song, that bumper music started out, I thought it was going to be, ah, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. What a great song. Parker has no idea what I'm talking about.
Definitely heard it.
Have you really?
Probably. Sure.
This is what I love about working with young people. Our producer is Zomers. He's 25. You just graduated from UW-Whitewater, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So you're in early 20s.
I am 22, yeah.
Good gosh.
I'm a youngster. I'm 47. You guys want to go to a sock hop? Hey, the soda jerk's open. We can go down there and get ourselves a float.
A seltzer float.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a seltzer float, okay?
No, not at all. What do they call it? An egg cream. Oh, my God. Right? Egg cream.
Yeah, they're absolutely fantastic. All right, more on this a little bit later. First of all, weather temperatures around the state of Wisconsin this morning. We are under a air quality advisory. Brittany Merlot will be in just around 40 minutes or so, or a half hour after the 7 o'clock news. We'll talk to her specifically about what causes this and how soon it might get out of here. But air quality alert for the entire state of Wisconsin for the day due to these Canadian wildfires. Right now it's 61 degrees in Superior, 52 over in Green Bay, 54 in Wausau, 54 as well in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, probably 54 as well in Lake Wissota, where this program usually originates from. 52 in Amory, 54 in La Crosse this morning. It is 48 degrees in southwest Wisconsin, the old hometown of Richland Center. 52 here in the capital city of Madison, 55 up in Wisconsin Rapids. I say, 52 in Green Bay, 52 as well in Oshkosh. More coffee, Todd. More coffee. 52 in the Milwaukee, 48 now in Waukesha, and 54 in Racine in Kenosha. Holdings. It's a beautiful morning out there. Get up, enjoy the morning, go for a little walk, and do it. The air isn't too bad now. I feel like it's going to get worse throughout the day.
But probably.
That's just my non-meteorological take on it.
That's my guess.
Brittany Merlot will have more on that in a little while. They will bring in actual weather people.
Thankfully, we have somebody for that.
Right.
We Alba on the weather. Yeah, it looks nice out.
You know, I wasn't going to bring this up already because Parker is a very proud recent graduate of UW-Whitewater. And but I went to UW-Platteville, the arch nemesis of Whitewater.
Oh,
back. Is it still that way?
It's more Oshkosh now.
Really?
For Whitewater, but Platteville is definitely a thorn in my side, yeah.
I have a question. I have a question as a proud
yes,
UW-Milwaukee Panther who's clearly better than both of you.
Oh.
Why are you rivals?
Well, it's what I went there.
I'm sorry, why are you nemesi?
In the 90s, at least, they were big sports rivals, particularly the basketball. It's when Bo Ryan was the coach at Platteville, and Dave Vandermolen was the coach at Whitewater. Yep. And you would fill up both field houses whenever they played each other. There was respect there, but they also kind of didn't like each other, the two coaches. And I was working for WSUP, the student radio station at the time, doing color commentary for Pioneer Sports with my great former broadcast partner, Kevin O'Connor, now who works for UW-Milwaukee. And I asked Dave Vandermolen a question in the post-press conference, and he growled at me. and he goes, yeah, really.
I don't think I've ever talked to Augie, but that surprises me.
Yeah, I think he's mellowed out.
Okay.
As he's gotten older. But anyway, and also football for a while. Paul Christ's dad, George Christ, was the coach at Platteville, and I forget who the coach was at Whitewater. But at one time, Platteville, there was actually a legitimate rivalry. But Whitewater's pretty much
it's coming back in football.
Didn't last year Platteville beat Whitewater?
Platteville, I think, has won two of the last three, I think, in football. Yeah. So they've got the Miners X right now because they have a trophy. That's a trophy game, the George Christ Memorial Miners X. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, but here now we have, you have a Platteville and a Whitewater guy working together. The lambs can lay down the lions, ladies and gentlemen.
Greg is gone right now. Greg is falling asleep about six feet away from his mic.
Greg, you want to know something? When we did the show at UW-Platteville, our show in the afternoon.
Oh, God. I fell asleep. I had a horrible nightmare that people were talking about collegiate rivalries.
Division III collegiate rivalries.
Hey.
Alicia on the live stream says, my oldest will be going to Platteville for electric engineering.
Yes.
There you go.
That's fantastic. So like, it's Platteville versus Whitewater. So the fighting water fountains versus the fighting plates.
Come on. It's the Warhawks versus the Pioneers.
Oh, gotcha. My mistake. I'm sorry.
Speaking of Milwaukee, though, UW-Milwaukee, we did our show there like a month ago. I interviewed Pounce the Panther, the mascot.
Did he have a lot to say?
He did, actually.
Really?
Because he just had his paws. Paws were in the camera, and the rest of them had to be off camera. But he was he was actually a great interview. He was really a cool guy.
Yeah?
Really nuanced discussion about tariffs. It was amazing.
I was going to say, does he have the kind of Trump-looking hand motions in there?
No, My favorite response to one of the questions was, I asked him, I said, have you ever used your celebrity as Pounce to say, date someone? And his response was, I wouldn't call it dating.
I was going to say, there's kind of like a story at Madison of, I've been with Bucky.
Gross.
I thought that was a great response. I mean, it was an honest response.
Because they're like, I'm going to wear the paws.
Right. So I don't want to know that.
Paws stay on.
Right. Something, I don't know. But no, that mascots are a big deal, by the way.
Yeah.
You brought up somebody. Did you bring up the Bucky Badger mascot, Greg? It's a bit. They all get, when they graduate, they get a Bucky tattoo on their tush.
That cannot be true.
No, it's 100%. 100% true story. Former Madison police chief, forget his first name, Carville. He was a Bucky Badger.
Okay. Did he show you the tattoo?
He did not.
Okay.
But he did not confirm or deny that when a reporter asked him.
Mm-hmm. Well, if a cop says it must be
well,
true.
Well, since Todd said it, we can now say people are saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no.
People are talking.
In an apartment building, I used to have a coffee shop, and these college guys lived in the building, and they would come into the coffee shop. And I was looking on social media because I follow a lot of social media on Badger Sports. And I saw him with, like, the cheer squad. And I didn't know you were on the cheer team. That's pretty cool. And he goes, oh, no, I'm not. I said, oh, I saw this picture. He goes, oh, well,
No, you didn't.
He puts a hand up to his lips and like, shh, and he goes, I'm Bucky. I said, get out. Because they're not supposed to tell anybody. It's a huge, huge secret.
There's a lot of them, too, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, there's several Buckies, because like the Buckies for ice hockey have to be able to skate. Yeah. And then football, because they do all those push-ups for every point. And like when they were scored, they don't do this anymore.
I was going to say, it's a weaker guy now.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they used to score 70 points. They trade out Buckies.
Can I be a Bucky who just sits in the audience and does nothing and drinks soda and eats nachos? Because I could be that Bucky. Like, now it's just right? you're like, there's so many Buckies. There's Buckies everywhere. No one knows who they are.
Yes, that's it.
So, by laws of chance, any one of us could be Bucky.
I went to UW Richland for 2 years, the two-year school, and I was the Roadrunner mascot for a while.
That's an underused mascot, Roadrunner. Yep. That's pretty good.
Richland Roadrunners.
I like it.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. I'm trying to remember I went to UW Waukesha for a spell, and I can't remember what there before they became a UW Milwaukee like
branch
outpost,
right?
Yeah, branch, and then they just closed, which was unfortunate because that campus is right on a hill. It's gorgeous, and I don't know what they're gonna do with it now. But I don't remember what our mascot was, but yeah, I'm a UWM Panther who just feels slightly more important than people who aren't Badgers, because Badgers when I do comedy in Madison, I always say I'm a graduate of UW Wisconsin, and everyone goes nuts. And then I let a nice little pause happen and go, Milwaukee, and I'll get booze.
Do you really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. People are, they're not booed because they don't like me. They're booed because they're disappointed I didn't graduate from Madison.
Yeah. Well, Badgers are very, they love their school.
I can't say it on the air.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
That's strong of an opinion, Greg.
A little salty, a little hatred there.
Waiting for a text from Luke Mathers to come in 3.
No, he's fine. He's fine.
Yeah, he's wonderful. He's handsome and capable.
Wow. That's what you say.
Speaking of sports, it's, by the way, 6:45 right now on a Monday.
Please don't be Monday.
A Friday morning, May 30th. Went through baseball scores. NBA, the Knicks stayed alive last night in the Eastern Conference Finals. It was the Knicks 111, the Pacers 94. The Pacers still lead the series 3-2. Are either one of you guys big NBA fans?
I have never been into basketball even really. I will watch the Badgers, and that's about it for basketball.
College. But
do you want to know something funny that my belief is? You know how I love, Todd, you know I love baseball. Love baseball.
Yes.
I think basketball is the most boring sport that's ever been created. There's something about it that does not keep my attention, basketball, because there's so much action that it becomes like almost like a whitewash of stuff. So I'm just like, can't do it.
Well, the NBA to me is just so not entertaining. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I guess when I grew up, the Bucks weren't good.
Sure.
And also, we didn't have a million different cable channels. And so the opportunity to see them on TV in Southwest Wisconsin was pretty small. And since Giannis came to the Bucks, I've certainly gotten more into it, watched their big championship run here a few years back. But I agree with your point, Parker. Overall, I feel like the NBA game, just watch the last 5 minutes. That's when they really start playing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's a stupid take, but that's mine.
Well, I never watched basketball before, but because I work here, I hear a lot about basketball and I know about the Bucks and rudimentary things about other teams. But one thing I've learned is that most basketball fans will be like, if I say to them like, oh, the Bucks are playing really poorly, like, it doesn't matter until the playoffs. I'm like, oh. Really? It doesn't? Right. Is that like that's when real basketball starts? Like, but don't you have to win to get to the part that matters?
Exactly.
So, but they'll tut me off. You're like, it doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. I'm like, don't you have three coaches you're paying right now?
Right.
They're on cruise control until you get to there.
I guess.
Well, the Pacers played their worst offensive game of the postseason last night in the 111-94 loss to the Knicks, but despite missing a chance to close out the series, star guard Tyrese Haliburton emphasizes there was, quote, no need to panic, unquote. Quote, we're a resilient group, Halliburton said after the game. We always want to respond when things don't go well after a game like that. We understand that the stakes are, we're fine. There's no need to panic or anything. That's a direct quote. Pacers still lead, as we said, the series 3-2, game 6 on Saturday night in Indianapolis. It is 48 minutes past the hour, 6 o'clock. Come on back. We'll look at this day in history. You're listening to Mornings of Pat Kreitlow with Todd Alba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had 4 meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top 3 things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Alba in for Pat today. He'll be back on Monday. I'm along here with Mr. Parker Olson, our producer and engineer today. Glad, pardon me, glad to have you along as I fight through these crazy allergies. It is the 29th of May, 2025, here on a Friday. On this date in history, that song, Love Me Do, hit number one in America for the Beatles, a song John Lennon and Paul McCartney wrote as teenagers.
They were that young?
I know.
I've done nothing with my life.
Wow. What have I accomplished?
I know. I As a when I was a teenager, what was I doing? I don't know. I wasn't writing songs like that, though. That is pure talent there, or the great Beatles songs of all time, Love Me Do. Also, as Greg pointed out during the break here, big Beatles-heavy day on today. On this date, May 29th, in 1968, fresh from a retreat to India, the aforementioned Beatles begin recording the White Album at Abbey Road Studios in London. The first song they worked on was Revolution One. Great song. Get you up and get you going on a Friday morning. So that was the first song they worked on. Contrast that with Revolution 1, Take 18. Now, is there a difference here? Take 18 of Revolution 1?
I prefer this.
More mellow.
Yeah.
More chill out.
Feels more Beatles.
Yeah. Wow, that's very chill version.
Yeah,
there's a live version from, like, it was their last television performance, and the George and Paul would go shooby doo wop bow shooby, and that just I love that version. It's the electric aggressive version, but with like that 50s backup. It's really nice.
Fantastic. 1973. Moving on to this date in history, May 29th, 1973. Once again, more Beatles. George Harrison releases his second post-Beatles album, Living in the Material World. It goes to, should I do my Casey? I can't do Casey Kasem when I got
it goes
cold.
To number one.
It goes to number one in America, where the single, Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth.
George was my favorite Beatle.
Is he really?
He's my favorite Beatle. Yep, by far. The best sense of humor, the best attitude towards being a Beatle. And when he went solo, he had over 300 songs he wrote because there were so many that he wouldn't even bring because he knew it would never be done. The Beatles would never do his song. So he had a backlog. That's why his first album is a triple disc.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's so much music.
Just think about all that talent. In one group. I mean, no wonder they're one of, if not the best group of all time. Let's move on to 1911. The 1911?
The Beatles.
Wow. No, not 1911. On this date in 1911, the Indianapolis 500 was first raced. That was won with an average speed of what was then a blistering 74 miles an hour.
Cooking down the highway.
It's going faster than my horse.
Right? A little different. 1964 on this date, singer Wynonna Judd was born. She is 61 years old. Born, get this, her real name is Christina Claire Kiminella, or is it Simonella? I don't know. It sounds like a candle you light to get rid of mosquitoes, a Simonella candle, in Kentucky. Here she is with No One Else on Earth, the great Wynonna Judd.
Todd, remember when this album was everywhere?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I think I was working at WRCO at the time. We played the heck out of that song.
Yeah.
It was popular. It's catchy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard this.
Really? It was big back in the day.
The Judds are an amazing. They have blood harmony, so they sound so much alike that when they sing together, it's just gorgeous.
Mother and daughter combo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
On this date in 1868, Decoration Day, the predecessor of modern day Memorial Day, was first observed in the United States after a proclamation by the veterans group Grand Army of the Republic. Just got done with what we call Memorial Day now. And in 1971, on this date, if we got time, Idina Menzel was born. She's 54 years old. I'm as bad as John Travolta, for God's sake.
Idina Menzel.
Harfish Murph Murph.
I know. All right, here's a little Frozen for you to get this song in your head all day long.
Sorry if your kids are awake right now.
Okay, when I saw this in the rundown, I saw the like year of the birthday of the person and saw Let It Go, and then I didn't click on anything, so I was like, oh, it must be a different Let It Go.
No.
That's funny. And then I clicked on it this morning to record it and went, oh, this is Frozen.
Yes.
Huh.
The great Adina Menzel.
Who knew? I did not know.
The great Hafarshan Markfunchen.
Yes. And, of course, you played Elphaba in the original Broadway production of Wicked.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
I need to watch that movie.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. There you go. That's Today in History, May 29th. Here we are in 2025. Big day for, as we said, for the Beatles. Some big birthdays of singers as well. So whatever you're doing today, if you're celebrating today, happy birthday to one and all. Should be a great Friday for you. Just try to limit your outdoor activities. Is under that weather advisory, air quality advisory to be specific. Coming up, Brittany Merlot in hour two and our round table. Take a look at this week's headlines as well. That's all ahead on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow with Todd Allball. Stay with us. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network across Wisconsin.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House putting forth another peace plan for Gaza. ABC's Ian Panel is in Tel Aviv.
President Trump and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff submitting this new ceasefire and hostage release plan with Israeli backing. The idea is a 60-day ceasefire, the release of 10 living hostages and the bodies of 18 others. In exchange, Israel would release some Palestinian prisoners, withdraw its forces to a buffer zone, and allow more vital aid in.
Hamas said to be reviewing the document, but acceptance is doubtful because Hamas wants a commitment to end the war completely. The White House says President Trump will have a big announcement today. It will involve Japan's Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel. It'll be in Pennsylvania to do it. A federal judge has extended an order blocking the Trump administration's attempt to bar international students from enrolling at Harvard University. An appeals court letting the Trump tariffs stand temporarily after the U.S. Court of International Trade ruled they amounted to presidential overreach. This is ABC News.
You can